Here's the Free Thought Almanac for August 26th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, August 26th, 1740, that French papermaker and chemist Joseph-Michel Montgolfier was born, one of 16 children of a prosperous paper manufacturer. With his younger brother Jacques-Étienne, the Montgolfier brothers conducted experiments with paper and fabric bags filled with smoke and hot air, which eventually led to their co-invention of the first hot air balloon. On the 5th of June, 1783, they inflated a large linen bag with hot air, ascending to 3,000 feet, 1,000 meters, in the marketplace at Annonay near Lyon. The flight lasted 10 minutes and covered more than a mile. On the 19th of September in that same year, the Montgolfier brothers set aloft another balloon with a sheep, a rooster, and a duck as passengers, which landed safely about 2 miles, 3.2 kilometers, from the launch site. Then, about a month later, on the 21st of November, 1783, in the first untethered manned flight by hot air balloon, the Montgolfiers sent Bilâtre de Rozier and François Laurent, Marquis d'Allande, as passengers in a balloon that sailed over Paris for 5.5 miles, 9 kilometers, for about 25 minutes. This balloon, too, landed safely. In recognition of their achievement, Étienne received the Ribbon of St. Michael. Joseph was awarded a pension of 1,000 livres, and King Louis XVI elevated their father, Pierre, to the French nobility, thereafter bearing the surname de Montgolfier. Among many additional honors bestowed on Joseph Montgolfier were membership in the Legion of Honor and appointment to the Institute of France. Thereafter, the brothers published books on aeronautics and continued their scientific careers. Joseph invented a calorimeter and the hydraulic ram, and Étienne developed a process for manufacturing vellum. Jacques-Étienne Montgolfier died on the 2nd of August, 1799, at age 54, in Neuchâtel, Switzerland. Joseph-Michel Montgolfier died at Ballaruc-les-Bains, France, age 69, on the 26th of June, 1810. However, Joseph-Michel supported the French Revolution and was appointed administrator of the National Conservatory of Arts and Crafts. The French astronomer Jérôme Lalande, a close friend, told Sylvain Maréchal, author of the Dictionary of Ancient and Modern Atheists, that Montgolfier was an atheist. Or, as Joseph Mazzini Wheeler put it in his Biographical Dictionary of Freethinkers of All Ages and Nations, published in 1889, a friend of Delambre and Lalande, he was, on the testimony of this last, an atheist. Indeed, that venerable vetter of the virtuous, the Catholic Encyclopedia, conveniently mentions only Joseph Michel's pious brother. This has been the Free Thought Almanac for August 26th. I'm John Mill.